And our theme, Musicians Come and Play, with Larry Razavi wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're now at 8 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 64 degrees here in central Minnesota. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Again, we're at 64 degrees here in central Minnesota and cloud cover here in central Minnesota. We've got our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Mike Simon this morning. Mike, how are you doing?
Fantastic. Got done with corn plant last night, and by the way, it's 67 degrees here.
67, and where is Mike at? Where do you make home these days?
Home is at Windham, 10 miles north of Windham.
Okay, 10 miles north of Windham. And that's where, down in southwest corner, or is that, whereabouts are you? I'm trying to think.
We're 39 miles north of the Iowa border.
Okay.
So we're in southwestern Minnesota.
Southwestern, yep. Minnesota. Okay, very good. Got a good picture of it then where you're at. All righty. And you said you got done corn planting already, huh?
Got done last night. You bet.
Isn't that kind of early?
Well, it is what it is. It is early. I think it's the first time I've ever been done the 1st of May.
Yeah, my goodness. I know my father-in-law up on the farm up here in Sherbourne County, he always, his goal was always to have it in by the 15th of May. So that's a couple weeks away yet. But it's in, and hopefully if we don't get a whole lot of cold weather, we get some sun, it'll go, huh?
Yes.
Very good. How many acres do you farm down there, Mike?
A couple,
okay. A couple sections or a couple acres, huh?
A couple thousand.
Couple thousand, there you go. All right. Well, let's start in the beginning, Mike. First of all, tell us where you were born and raised. Who was Mom and Dad?
Well, my dad was Carl and Mary Simon.
Uh-huh.
And I was born south of Windham, and they kicked us out of that township, so we had to move north.
Okay.
I went to school, and I went to country school. I went to school in Windham, and I went to school in Jeffers.
Okay.
So that's how that all started.
All right. So did you happen to take music along the way in school, or where did music come into your life?
Well, a story. My dad always wanted to be a musician, but never got the opportunity.
Okay.
So he, through his encouragement, I ended up playing tuba. And the reason I ended up playing tuba, I have no idea why, but I watched Bandwagon, the Six Fat Dutchmen played, and Bertie Nettle and Skinny Thomas would always come down and sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that so well that it looked like they were having fun, and I wanted to have some of that fun too. and I was only like 10 years old.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But the highlight of it was, is I got to play with both Bernie and Skinny on different bands later, you know, in later years.
Sure, sure. Oh, that's pretty neat. That's a great story. So, about when did you graduate then?
69.
So you are, and from Wyndham High School then?
Jeffers.
Jeffers. Okay. Very good.
But I got kicked out of band when I was a junior.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. They just didn't see the potential in my tuba playing.
Well, you sound like you could have been a little bit of a rebel, and you should have been with us up at Tech High School. I always tell the story. I graduated a year later than you. I graduated in 70, and we had marching bands back then. I don't know. Did you guys too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
And we used to rehearse, summer nights. And, of course, the band director was always getting things lined up. He was still in the music room. And we'd be lining up out in the parking lot. And so there was a half dozen of us or so that played in polka bands. And, of course, Ron Eichmeier, my good buddy, he's a tuba player. He would always kick off, bum ba rum bum 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 bum, happy days are here again, you know. And most of those city kids from St. Cloud, they'd all kind of frown and look at us like, what are you doing? But there was enough of us playing, and all of a sudden they'd join in. And boy, that band director would come out and ready to start drilling, you know, marching. And he'd like almost put his hands over his head like, what's happening to my band? You know, so was that kind of the way it was for you guys?
Well, a little bit maybe. You got to remember the tuba players are not on the same road that everybody else is. They're always on a different spot.
Yep.
So that's where I came in.
Okay.
Well, then in 69, the fall of 69, I played my first job. I played two jobs in the fall of 69 with a group called Jack and His Jokers.
Uh-huh.
Then I went on to play with Vince Sandhurst.
Oh, yeah.
Vince and I had a band. That's the library that Adam has now.
Okay, sure.
And then in 72, it must have been. No, 73, I started playing with Wenninger's a little bit, jobbing, you know, and playing
sure.
with Vince, too. So that puts me playing with the Wenningers. If we play this summer...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
48 years with them.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, that's a career, all right. That's great. And you sound like you're still ready to go for another 20 or 30 years.
Well, I hope another 20.
20. There you go. Well, Mike, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sure. That'd be great.
All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it's our smoked cheesy potato brats. Come in this week and take a... 30 cents per package off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Serving and hosting the brat sale this weekend out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, Friday and Saturday, will be the Sons of the Legion. Come out and support these veterans by buying a brat and a beverage. They deserve our support for their service to us and our country. As this virus situation continues, it is important for all of us to continue to eat wholesome and healthy meals. You can always find healthy and nutritious meats at the St. Joe Meat Market. The management and staff at the St. Joe Meat Market remains committed to safe health practices by frequent sanitizing of counters, door handles, and work surfaces. We continue to practice social distancing and commend all of you, our faithful and loyal customers, for doing the same. Together, we are all getting through this situation. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. And Mike, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you and hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Sounds great.
Good, good. Well, Mike, we were talking about you starting out with the Wendingers. So you started on tuba. How did you get to playing trumpet? Were they short of trumpet players, or how did that all work out?
Well, I played tuba.
Uh-huh.
And I started out on tuba. Then I done a lot of the vocals and a lot of the modern vocals. Well, then I started playing trumpet a little bit, you know, on the dance job, and that's kind of where it went. And now I play trumpet there, and I don't get a chance to play tuba, but I play tuba with Matt Hodak.
Oh, okay.
Well, 7 years I've been playing with Matt, and we always go to Arizona in the winter.
Sure, sure.
6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to ask you, that was a question that popped into my mind. Matt's up in North Dakota, and you're down in southwest Minnesota. There's some distance in between for doing jobs together then. But is it only the Arizona thing then, huh?
Well, pretty much, unless they're playing this way or, you know, it isn't, you know, for instance, Hankinson or something on that order.
Sure.
I'll go up. But odd as can be, he plays New Year's Eve in East Grand Forks. And I have played the last 2 or 3 years in East Grand Forks on New Year's
Eve. Oh, my goodness, that's a haul. You stay overnight or you drive home yet?
No, we stay overnight with Matt, and then
okay.
We play Michigan, North Dakota the next day.
Oh, okay.
And then the trip home.
Oh, okay, yeah, because if you have a few nightcaps, boy, that makes for a long ride home then.
That would be.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. All righty. Well, great. So, yeah, you were off the air. You were telling me that you did the vocal on the song that the Wendingers did for their parents, I think when they celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. So, must have been a thrill, huh?
It was good. I do a lot of the vocals. Anything that's in the bass work, I do. And with Matt, I done on his last record, I done the vocals on that record also.
Okay, very good. Very good. Must have been a real treat to play with a band like the Wendingers over the years, huh? I mean, they're a class act, aren't they?
Well, it's a treat to play with all of them.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
It's an experience that you can't buy.
Yeah, and I don't mean to minimize anybody else or any bands or anything like that. Matt has certainly got a class act there, too. But anytime you get somebody with such history like the Wendingers have, just really, really a cool thing, I think.
Yeah, it's you know, one of the – they've made their spot in the New Ulm as the bands of all the – well-known bands of New Ulm.
Yeah, you know? They rank right with them. I mean, you look back over the years with Whoopi John, Six Fats, Fez Fritzy, Elmer Scheid, all of those great bands, Babe Wagner coming out of New Ulm, and I think the Wendingers hang in there really well with all of them.
Yep, it's you know, you can't take anything away from that at all.
Absolutely. It must have been a low point in their career, your career, when Paul got sick and died so young.
Well, it was. I mean, that's part of life, but you go on, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, we. I managed to make it down to Paul's funeral, so I was there that day at the Mass, and I know you guys sent him off in a great way. Were you part of the quartet or the group that got up there and sang inspirational songs during the Mass?
I was.
Okay, uh-huh. Yeah. Didn't know you at the time. I wouldn't have been able to pick you out. Still wouldn't be able to right now. But I just commended you guys for just a great service and a great way to, you know, pay respect to one of your fallen fellow members. I thought it was just awesome.
That was a snowstorm day that day.
It was. We went into church, and we got there pretty early, so it wasn't snowing when we went in. But we came out, it was a blizzard.
Yeah, it was.
You bet. Well, go ahead.
You mentioned it at a thing that stuck out in your mind, and always stick out in my mind of playing. You know, I've seen a lot over the years playing. And as an 18-year-old kid, standing on the stage, played my second job, And I have no idea why they hired me the second time. But anyway, I stood on the stage. It was New Year's Eve, Wilmot, Minnesota, down by Worthington.
Yep.
And here was two men and a lady that probably had celebrated a little bit ahead of time. And as the band gets there, you know, an hour early and you're set up and you got time to look around, relax, whatever you need to do. And here as an 18-year-old kid, I stood on the edge of the stage and I watched these two men haul this lady out, one arm around each neck of the men, and they carried her out.
No kidding.
And my thought was, what am I going to see in all my years of playing? It was my second job. I was 18 years old. I didn't know if I was ever going to play again.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a premonition.
Yep, for sure. Boy, over the years, you must have seen some fantastic ballrooms, some great venues. You want to elaborate on that a little bit, some of the places you've been?
Well, the Oaks Ballroom in Schuyler. There was one in Norfolk. That was the King's Ballroom. The one in the Arcota in Sioux Falls. One in Mason City where Buddy Holly last played.
Oh, the Surf Ballroom.
Surf Ballroom.
Yep.
That's a fabulous place, too. I mean,
yeah,
it's like stepping back in time. And George's. I went to George's the night that Whoopi John played there, and George's was packed. It was like stepping back in time. All the booths were full.
Isn't that amazing? And,
yeah. That was kind of a reunion for the Whoopi John band. Everybody went out and played with the Whoopi John band that had ever played with them.
Yeah. And was that in recent times? Was that after Whoopi had passed?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
This was probably late 70s.
Okay. Oh, okay. Probably under Vern Steffel at that time already?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And I see we just lost Vern here, what, a couple months ago? Vern Steffel passing away?
I believe so. I heard that.
Yeah. Should tell the listeners we're visiting with Mike Simon of the Wendinger Band for many years, also with Matt Hodek and a number of other bands over the years. You on pretty much all of the Wendinger recordings, Mike?
Well, that green one I'm not on.
That's their first one, I think, huh?
That was the first one. I come on in 73, so probably in the mid-70s, that Polka Mass record I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the first one, the Polka Mass record, and then all the records from there on.
Sure.
Fish in Minnesota, I played two on and done some vocals. I don't think it's anything special, but I'm glad that people still listen and enjoy it, you know?
Absolutely. You bet. What's your, what's the favorite song to play? I mean, when they call one up, is there one that gets you pretty excited? If you're playing tuba versus trumpet, And now you also have to mention that you play bass fiddle, too, once in a while.
Yeah. I enjoy the fiddle. I enjoy the old country.
Okay.
But never have much opportunity to play it.
Oh, okay. Sure. So what song is your favorite when you're with the Wendingers?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a bunch, I know.
That's a tough question. I couldn't say which one it is.
Do you do any of the solos, the tuba solos? I mean, Elephant's Waltz or...
No.
Okay.
No.
You left that one for Dear Comic?
Yeah, I did the Fish in Minnesota one with tuba, and then Bud Schrader came on and started playing tuba, and Wayne went off, and... things like that.
So. Sure. Okay. All right. Folks always, some of them are curious, especially the musicians, what brand of instruments? First of all, the bass horn. What brand are you pumping into?
I have a 20J con.
Okay. All right.
And that's, I have a 20K trumpet, or a 20K tuba.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a sousaphone.
Oh, okay.
And then I think as of date now, I think I've got 5 or 6 trumpets.
Uh-huh.
I play a Getson trumpet and a Getson trombone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the instrumentation on the Wendinger Band back in those first years there? What did they have? It was obviously the 2 concertinas, Peter and Paul. What, drums, tuba, 2 trumpets?
A lot of times 2 trumpets, sometimes just the Pete and Paul and Gary or Stanley and the tuba.
Okay.
You know, if they went with a 4-piece.
Okay.
Clancy and Bob Ream, Clancy Prawl and Bob Ream played trumpets when I first came on.
Okay. And when you guys do play, or when was the last time you guys played? Was it before COVID, quite a ways back before COVID? Or?
The last time I played trumpet was, the last time I played tuba was in March over a year ago.
Okay.
And then in August, we played one job, and I played that on trumpet. And I hadn't picked up my trumpet till here just, about 3 weeks ago. Chris Pickle put out Facebook a tune that was played on, and Rocky Rockwell played the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the tune. It was When the Sun Shines, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kind of fell in love with the little tune, and so I got the trumpet out, and I've started playing it, but I got to do that if I'm going to play. I got to get the lift up.
Having been a trumpet player in high school, I know what you're talking about. Boy, anytime you left that thing set for a couple of weeks, that old lip wants to start getting like mush.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But I did hear about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, Larry Olson played in Cobden, and Marlene and I went over there to listen, and there was a tuba there, and I didn't know if it was going to work. You know, I haven't done it for a year, and by golly, it all came back.
It did, huh? Oh, that's great. That's great. You bet. Well, Mike, we've kind of run down on time here. I apologize for the farm report ran a little long, and we just got behind here on our schedule. But I usually reserve this last couple of minutes. If you want to give us a good memory or a bad memory, whatever it might be, something that sticks out in your mind as you look back over the years on your career. It could have been something that happened just recently, something way back the first year or in between. We've heard everything from wheels being stolen off the vehicle while you're inside playing the job to guys playing out in front of 10,000 folks or how many thousand folks at the president's inauguration or Carnegie Hall or whatever. So what have you got for us?
Boy, I can't say any bad memories, and I can't pick out one good one. I mean, they're all good.
Okay.
They're all good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I got to ask you, I think we talked off the air. You're married, right?
Yeah, my wife, Marlene, and we wanted boys as spouts. We got girls without.
Okay.
And now we got 7 grandchildren. We got 1 with a spout and 6 without.
Okay.
And the girls played instruments in high school, flute, and Marquita played clarinet, and both played piano, and now the grandchildren, Kat, she plays flute and piano, and Caden is playing drums, and now Reagan is playing saxophone, and we got enough to, we're going to have a band.
There you go. That sounds good. The Simon Family Band. That sounds very good.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. And what is the future looking like for the Wendinger Band or your schedule in particular? Do you have any work lined up the rest of the year, or what is it looking like?
Well, I see by Pete's schedule that there's a few jobs coming in June, July.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at Matt's schedule, and there's quite a few there June, July also, and then even I looked on the his website,
mm-hmm.
and even Arizona's booking again for next year. So.
Oh yes, yeah, and mm-hmm. and you just get the feeling that things are starting to. You know, for whatever reason, whether people are getting the antibodies or if they're getting vaccinated and if that's helping or whatever the situation is. But as you see people go about their business in life now, it just seems like things are starting to open up again. That's what it feels like to me up here. I don't know. Is it the same way where you're at?
Oh, I think so. You bet. I think it's opening up.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will be nice if we can ever get back close to some semblance of normal. That would be the ultimate goal, I would say.
Yes.
You bet.
And it looks like it's heading that way.
You bet. One question popped in my mind that I forgot to ask you, and I just got to ask you to reminisce on this a little bit. Polka days in New Ulm. You part of that for quite a few years?
I played in Tom's Bar. On one of the last polka days with Vince.
Okay.
And I think the Jolly Brothers played outside.
Yep.
And when we packed up, you had to go with the flow of the crowd. There was no going against it.
Yeah.
That's how packed it was.
Yep. I was there. So, we went down the last couple of years of polka days there in the 70s there. And we seen the Jolly Brothers, so again, we were really close there. Didn't get to see you at that time, but I do remember seeing the Jolly Brothers play in that time. Also, the Jolly Jokers were there. It was just fantastic times, in my opinion. I really value those days.
They were pretty special.
Yep. Yeah. You know, the drinking, of course, was really almost out of hand. I was a juvenile, of course, at that time when we were down there. I went with my folks, but we walked down the street, and you literally couldn't take a step without stepping on plastic cups or beer cans or something. The place was just totally littered, and I know it took somebody some time to clean it up the next day.
Yeah, but think of that. They had a band on every block of Maine, Minnesota.
They did, yeah.
And
and that's,
the people they brought in.
Yeah. And that's the other thing I was going to ask you to elaborate on was the bands back in the days. Who did you like to listen to as you were getting into music there? Was it Fez or Elmer or Six Fats? Or who did you look up to?
Well, I enjoyed the Six Fats, but the band I liked the best was the old Ernie Kuchera band.
Ah, the Czech style.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you meant, I don't know how much time we got, but I had a 50th party, a 50 years of playing. You look it up on YouTube, it's Simon's 50 Years in Music Party.
Okay.
And you can go to YouTube and look that up. And we had 275 here on Friday night, and we had 425 on Saturday night. We done two hogs, and Dean Hansen was supposed to play in the afternoon, and because of medical issues, he couldn't come. So Matt filled in with just the three piece, and then the Wenningers played on Friday night.
Okay.
So then on Saturday, the Hodak band played on Saturday, and then a country band played before Matt Hodak, and then Malik's played in the evening.
Oh, my goodness. And that was on the farm by your place?
On the farm.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. And that was when, last year or a couple years?
It'd be 2 years ago.
Before COVID. And, okay.
Yep. And everything was just, Marlene done a fabulous job of planning it. It went, we had a reefer trailer here to keep everything cold. I'm a Shriner, so the Shrine Club, they were behind the bar, but it was all free.
Uh-huh.
And the donations went to the Shriners Hospital. But then I said to Marlene, I said, you know, you fed them people on Saturday night. You fed them. in a half an hour. She says, no, it wasn't. It was 26 minutes. 425 through in 26.
Oh, my goodness. That was efficiency, the definition of it.
But that would have to be the highlight of,
yes.
The highlight of a career.
There you go. That's awesome. And obviously, your wife, very supportive of you and your music career. That's always great to hear.
Yeah, it has to be.
You bet. You bet. Well,
with that would be a highlight.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Mike. We just have to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out on a Sunday here to join us and visit with us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell everyone, if the good Lord's willing and you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
Well, I hope I'm waiting for it, and I hope to get to meet you sometime.
That sounds great. Thank you very much, Mike. You have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Mr. Mike Simon, our guest today on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Wendinger Band in just moments. Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme wrapping up there, wrapping up our Musicians Come and Play program for another Sunday afternoon. We're now at 25 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have temperature reading of 66 degrees here in central Minnesota. And I'm just looking to get some music here by the Wendingers for us loaded up, so... Take me just a moment to get one in here. Alrighty. So I enjoyed this morning. Well, I usually preview music from the band that I'm going to feature, and I happened to pull up the CD, A Classic Taste of New Ulm by the Wendingers. And I'm just looking to see, this one was recorded in 1995. And Mike would have been on this recording. And they did this. This was their lead selection on this particular CD. Favorite of my wife's. We went to Milwaukee over the years, and this was a song that most of the bands would play numerous times at the German Fest. It's one called the Ole Ole Polka, the Wendinger Band.
Nico Waiki, Namatsuda, Nico Waiki. Je serai zachevalé, Nico Waiki, Kenetsu. Olé, 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 olali. Rasé, zachevalé, Nico Waiki, Namatsuda, Nico Waiki, Kenetsu. Olé, 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 olali.
Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band with one called the Olé Olé Polka. We're at 12:30 here on KASM 66, our current temperature, in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie Bonfig and Jeannie B's Tours. And, well, they really want to address what people might have been affected with this virus. And the biggest thing, Jeannie says, is one, the symptom is cabinitis. Yes, people are so tired of being cooped up and shut out. And now it looks like things are going to open up. And they are planning tons of fun in 21. The tour schedule is out. And for anyone that was experiencing 2020 cabinitis, you'll want to give Jeannie a call. She has the sure cure for you. Yes, she has fun-filled itineraries that will take Jeannie B travelers throughout the USA. Highlights this year include the Fall Colors of the Ozarks, the Branson Holiday Tour, including favorites like Daniel O'Donnell and the Presley family. Then there's going to be Door County, Wisconsin, the Cape Cod of the Midwest, Westward Ho, including the Medora Musical, and that's one that I'm looking forward to. Yes, we're planning on being on the bus heading to Medora, and that's going to be in July. And last I heard, Jeannie still got some room on the bus. So if you're interested in traveling along, give Jeannie a call. There's Yellowstone, the Grand Teton Parks, the Black Hills, the Ark Encounter Creation Museum Experience, sites of Duluth and Bayfield, just to mention various places included in the 2021 schedule. So you can choose and pick what you want to see, where you want to go. Maybe you're looking for just a day tour. Jeannie's got those, lots of them lined up. You're home at night again. Leave in the morning, home by night. They've got the casino sleepover tours starting, they're going right now, I believe. They started on April 28th and 29th, so just this past weekend. There's tons of fun in 21 daycation tours available for the one-day tourists, like I was mentioning. They go to a lot of these shows, these performances, like the Music Man at the Chan Hassen. One that Jeannie's really excited about is that Johnny Cash tribute show. So they'll be going to that. I think that's at the Jasper Musical in Park Rapids. I want to say that's where that is. So any rate, for more information, just give Jeannie a call. Her phone number, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. And of course, you know, you always get to enjoy treats on the bus when Jeannie's along. She's got that green thumb for bacon cookies. So we've been on one of her tours already, and she doesn't disappoint. Nope, she'll keep everybody entertained. Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And again, did I give you that phone number? Yeah, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, Mike Simon had mentioned the Happy Anniversary Waltz. That was the first selection on their recording, Gold Time Memories with Peter and Paul Wendinger. And that was the album that they released back in, I believe it was 2001. It might have been sooner than that. This might be when the CD was put together, 2001. But at any rate, they did this song in tribute to their parents, Herbert and I can't remember Mrs. Wendinger's name. They called them Mom and Dad. Happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. So if my CD will play, we're going to hear it right now. It's Happy Anniversary Waltz with the Wendinger Band. And that features Mike Simon on the vocal.
I've watched the gold in your hair turn to silver, and the sparkle in your eyes dim more each day, and the touch of your hand getting weaker. All these things say it wasn't yesterday. So darling, happy anniversary. You've made my life for me. Once again, thanks for the memory. My darling, happy anniversary. The paper we signed has turned yellow. Its crumbling edges tend to tell its age. Its meaning we will cherish forever, but in the book of our lives it's just a page. So darling, happy anniversary. You've made my life for me. Once again, thanks for the memory. My darling, sign has turned yellow. Its crumbling edges tend to tell its age. Its meaning we will cherish forever, but in the book of our lives it's just a page. So darling, happy anniversary. You've made my life for me. Once again, thanks for the memory. My darling, happy anniversary.
anniversary.
And that's Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band. Their happy anniversary waltz and dedicated to their parents. Peter and Paul dedicating it to their parents, Herbert and Eleonora Wendinger, in honor of their golden wedding anniversary, which happened on November 18th of 1985. And, yeah, so it was two different recordings that are part of the CD right now. So the Gold Time Memories with this happy anniversary waltz on was recorded in 1986, called Gold Time Memories. And the other half of the CD was their recording from 1984, and was called Brood in New Ulm. And the musicians on both recordings, Peter and Paul Wendinger on concertinas, Wayne Wagner was trumpet, trombone, and vocals, Steve Moran on trumpet, trombone, piano, and vocals, Mike Simon on tuba and vocals, Gary Gleisner on the drums, and Doug Young was the tuba player on the Brood in New Ulm recording. So, yeah, some good stuff for you. This one happens to have the Fish in Minnesota polka on it as well. So we're going to do that one next. The Wendinger Band.
Not far from you in good old Minnesota. There's crappies, walleyes, northern pike, or any kind of fish you like. Make sure to bring your rod and reel when you're fishing Minnesota. You can catch all the fish you want, but make sure it's your quota.
Fish in Minnesota, fish in Minnesota. Come on up and let's all get some fish. Fish in Minnesota, fish in Minnesota. I'll see you, you'll see me.
We'll be happy as can be.
I'll see you, you'll see me.
We'll see everybody.
So won't you come along and help me sing this little song of cheer?
Hey,
let's all have a beer as we're fishing Minnesota.
Band, Peter and Paul Wendinger and the whole group there, one called Fish in Minnesota. Always very much requested, especially around the opening of fishing season, which is just a few weeks away. Going to go back to their classic Taste of New Ulm CD and pretty waltz tune, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You.
Tell me whose girl are you.
Wendinger Band, the Pete and Paul Wendinger Band from New Ulm, Minnesota. Tell me, whose girl are you? As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Of course, Kevin carries that Hustler brand because it is one of the best mowers you're ever going to encounter. Yes, one that you're going to use. We've had ours for just a number of years now. We have two of them. We have the big Super Z, and we've got one of the little Raptors. So little one is nice for getting around the small corners. My wife usually takes that one, and I usually take the big one. We've got the vac system on that one. Works just really great. Kevin, of course, has new Hustlers in stock, so check out the different and mowing deck sizes, the options that you have available. There's baggers and thatchers and other attachments that you can put on these Hustlers. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so he can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do that all for you. And Kevin accepts trades, so the one that you've got right now is probably not doing the job for you, getting a little tired. Give Kevin a call. Of course, these days, he's kind of the one-man band out there. He puts in the crops on the family farm. So he likes you to call him ahead of time, make sure he's going to be there. He wants to be there when you get there. So he doesn't want to miss anybody and give you adequate time to look at those Hustlers. Yeah, he's got a beautiful showroom there. Hopefully when you get there, ask him to see the showroom. There's all makes and models in there. And now really exciting news. Kevin's taken on the Eagle line of equipment, and that is battery-powered equipment. So there's weed trimmers, there's chainsaws, there's blowers, there's a self-propelled lawnmower. I believe it's self-propelled. There's even a snow blower. But then there's this multi-head, which takes, four different attachments there. It's got the edger, and it's got the weed trimmer, and the brush cutter. And there's one more. I'm not sure what that one is. But the one power head takes all four attachments. So depending on what job you're going to be doing, oh, I know what the other one is. It's the chainsaw. The one that you can reach up and trim off all the branches when they're way up there and they're hanging down rather than trying to climb up on a wiggly ladder and fall off and halfway break your neck or something. Get one of these power heads and that attachment, and you can reach up and trim and prune the branches so nicely from the ground. They work really slick. I got a chance to see these. Kevin demonstrated them for me one day out at Kevin's, and My goodness, they are the cat's meow. So check them out. That's Eagle Power Brand Equipment, along with those hustlers out at Kevin's Countryside. The phone number to call to make sure that Kevin's around, 320-363-7459. That's 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with the Wendinger Band. Here's a great polka tune done in the Wendinger style, one called the Julida Polka.
I have a girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I've got money. I drink white soda, she drinks gin cola. I do the polka, she does the hula. Julida, Julida, please be my honey. Julida, Julida, I've got lots of money. When we go walking, she does the talking. Moon is a shining, my heart is pining. She says, no, Fezzy, you cannot tease me. Oh, no, no, Fezzy, you cannot squeeze me.
Julida, Julida,
please be my sweetheart.
Julida, Julida,
say we'll never part. Disgusted, she goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely.
Julida, Julida,
please be my honey.
Julida, Julida,
I'll give you my money. I'm crazy. I do the washing, she does the sleeping. I do the cooking, she does the eating.
Julida, Julida,
I only love you.
Julida, Julida,
say you love me too.
Snappy tune there by the Wendinger Band, one called the Julida Polka. Here's another great polka tune, one called the Squirrely Shirley Polka.
Thank you.
The Wendinger Band, one called Squirrely Shirley. 6 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 68 degrees here in central Minnesota. Waltz time, one called Waltzing in the Snow with the Wendinger Band. Wendinger Band, one called Waltzing in the Snow. Nice old-time polka. It's the Snowman Polka. ¶¶ and Paul and the Wendinger Band from their classic Taste of New Ulm 1995 recording, and one called the Snowman Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're at a minute past the hour, 1 o'clock, 68, our current temperature here in Albany. Going to do one, wrap it up with one, a nice old-time waltz. It's a vocal, one called the Starlight Waltz. Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band. Beautiful recording there of the Starlight Waltz with the Wendinger Band. Peter and Paul Wendinger in the band. One called the Starlight Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.